Hello, NFW. This is Andrew, and now this is my pick for the evening. We are doing 2013's Slash.
What, wait a minute. 2013?
Oh, 2003.
Oh, he picked this movie, damn it.
I get my ears screwed up. Sue me.
Wonderful start.
I thought maybe I got the wrong start. Movie.
And tonight we have your trio of co-hosts. We have Nudie here.
Hello.
We have Jake is here.
Feeling.
Hey, okay.
We have. Oh, good. We have Willis is here.
Hey, where's Guns N' Roses at?
Uh-huh. And we have the wonderful Gary Hill joining us.
Gary's completing the trio.
Glad to be back in the trio, you know. In the Gary Hill, Gary's Hill, is your trio.
We're feeling the pressure.
I wasn't prepared for this. Alrighty, let's get this bad boy started. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, and play.
What movie is this again?
Sight.
Play now. Oh,
this ain't Slither.
Yeah, Sliver.
It spiral. Did you see the little opening there?
A new African media films. Uh-oh.
So I just looked it up, and apparently this guy, Thunderstorm, whatever the hell his name is, Thunderstorm, we'll call him that. Director of Howling 5.
The Marsupials?
The Rebirth.
Yeah, he doesn't have the best track record, unfortunately.
Yeah. And let's see, of all the people I follow on Letterboxd, the highest rating is a 3-star.
3 out of 5?
Yep.
That's okay. A decent rating.
Who gave that rating? Don and Nelly?
No.
I think I've seen this. I don't remember, but as we watch it, I'll remember.
The only person I can recognize in the cast is Steve Railsback, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be no sharks in this movie, so it doesn't gain an extra point for Don, at least a point and a half, maybe, with a shark in it.
Yeah. Needs more shark. I couldn't find subtitles for it.
Sounds of the Lambs, 1-star. Not one lamb in the movie whatsoever. I love those dumb reviews.
I was looking forward to them silencing the lamb.
That's still one of the best reviews I remember reading. Wasn't on Letterboxd, but it was on IMDb whenever we did that movie, Haunted Wayne. That guy was like, 10 stars! My wife is in this movie! I'm sure if I was in a shitty horror film, Ashley would be like, no, sorry, babe, this is a 1 out of 10.
A Chuck Connery joint. Boy, Dr. Frankenstein over here. So, Andrew, why did you pick this movie?
It just came to mind. We've been doing some pretty shitty films recently, so I thought maybe we'll do a semi-decent one, and I always got a kick out of this one.
All right. Oh, that black and white, the red color. That's a cool little effect there.
And it's actually a scarecrow slasher film, so there's rarely any good scarecrow slasher films. There's those few, but not a lot.
He's looking like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, there were scarecrows, and man, I wish that movie got at least a sequel or a franchise.
I never liked it.
Really?
I tried really hard, but it's like it bored me.
The mean, hey, I'm sure if they got a sequel out of it, they would have, you know, upped the ante, have been way more awesome. I guess we'll never know.
My favorite favorite Scarecrow effects was in Children of the Corn 3, when the stepdaddy ever wakes up as the Scarecrow in the cornfield. It's pretty cool looking.
Then again, I guess never say never to a sequel to that movie. I mean, Sorority Babes and Flambolorama just got a sequel.
Yeah, I saw.
Wasn't really good, but it got a sequel.
The original was fun.
Oh, it yeah. Yeah, Linnea Quigley, she's like top billed in that movie, and she only appears in the movie in flashbacks.
Of course. Alright, so the kid caused the burning. And we got a ghost face.
We got a Dollar Tree ghost face.
I'm sick of ghost face.
I just watched the new one.
And? It was alright, nothing to get excited over, right?
It was just alright.
I mean, I liked it, but it will probably be like kind of in the bottom of my rankings, near the bottom, just because of, well, yeah, what we discussed in the group.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the running around and the killing, and I enjoyed the, you know, the train stuff, and it was, you know, I liked the ghost face concept, I liked the character, and I liked most of the movies, but the endings always throw me off, and this fucking stabbing a guy 17 times in the gut and twisting the knife.
Be alive.
And they never die. It's like, give me a break.
It's like, no wonder they're talking about dude coming back, even though he got TV on his head.
Yeah, I mean, you go from gutting you like a fish to now when you get gutted like a fish, nothing happens to you.
Unless if you're one of the older characters, then it kills you.
All of them. They'll even kill the older character. They still let Gale live, and she got stabbed multiple times.
I'm talking about Dewey. He got gutted, and he died.
Yeah,
but
I think
they
had
the biggest issue that they didn't kill Gale. It's like they killed Dewey the last one. They should have killed Gale in this one, and I'm going to give them the reason to kill Sydney in the next one.
Sydney ain't never coming back.
Well, she'll be back if they offer her enough money. Like, it was just, it made no sense. I mean.
But then that one.
Well, most slasher films don't make much sense.
How's the cop going to get the body out of there and replace it with another body and all that bullshit? Get out of here. Nope. Nobody's going to see.
You got to suspend your disbelief in the movie.
I couldn't, because he basically gave away that he was the killer at one point when he was talking to them. And he said, they killed my kid. He was supposed to say they killed my kids, because somebody had, one of his other kids had already died during the movie, but he only said one kid.
Yeah, it was the quickest I figured out who the killer was, honestly.
And I kind of figured out the brother was one of the killers, because the black girl kept on telling him that he looked like you the killer.
I like how she gets stabbed and all, and almost bleeding out. At the end of the movie, she's running around.
Yeah, that's, I know, right? They all like that. They like get stabbed or whatever, and they're running around like no problem.
Yeah.
That other one, the Asian chick that died, she got gutted and twisted and stabbed and twisted, and she's pouring out blood the whole time he's trying to break into the room, and then she's crawling across the ladder like.
Well, that was a good kill we just missed just now. Did I?
Nice.
That guy's for sure dead.
Yeah, this is not Scream.
He might come back as a Scarecrow. Who knows, though? Yeah. Are there multiple Scarecrows in this picture?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's always been kind of a criticism of the series that they play too safe, and well, they kind of continue that.
Up and done with it since the fourth one. Well, at the end of the fourth one. Close it out.
This was the sixth one.
Like I said, I've been done since the fourth one.
Oh, okay.
Listen to the man, Wheeler. Good.
The biggest part about Scream has always been the reveals.
The fifth one, the end. I still like the Babadook. Shut the fuck up, okay?
I know, right? I wanted to throw my remote at the screen.
Don't even get me going on that whole fifth one.
I still like the Babadook.
Oh, wait a minute. Not the fifth one.
I don't remember what the fuck even happened in the fifth one.
The cousin was doing the killing. Yeah,
that was
the fourth one. I was so pissed off with that ending. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You killed your mom, who clearly really loved the hell out of you. You could tell in the movie. And you brutally destroyed her because you wanted to be famous. Get the fuck out of here.
I think Billy's mom is still my favorite Scream killer. I think my favorite one still.
Jackie from off of...
From Scream 2, yep. I think
come out of nowhere.
Yeah. she's really great in the movie. She is.
Yeah, she is, but
she came out of nowhere.
I was just realizing how that was the same year. I know what you did last. Know what you did last summer, and Johnny Kalecki was in that one too.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Shockwell, she was in a made-for-TV/movie the next year, but nobody remembers that one.
I still can't believe that he's in Christmas Vacation because he don't look anything like then that he does now. You know.
I know, right?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to remember like how far it is between Christmas Vacation and his first appearance on Roseanne, because like, man, he's like aged quickly between those two.
Yeah, his whole face looks different.
I see. Yes. 3 to 4 years, I guess. I have to look that up.
Titties.
Yes,
there she is.
Flashbacks of all the early 2000s, yo.
Oh, God.
Everybody try to make the same goddamn movie. Hard-wise.
I've been to so many bars and basements, so many shows and basements of bars. With some asshole standing on the amplifier screaming in the microphone. I just, no. No thanks.
That's crazy. This looks like this guy should be like a gothic Bauhaus type band, but they're singing like semi-sonic.
Well, they got the brother on the synth there. Just, you know. Here's a fun dude right here.
Oh, their name is Flash. Oh, okay.
It's like he's dancing by himself with that guitar.
What a feeling, dancing on the ceiling.
It's like that band from Miami Connection.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Sound.
Friend forever.
Oh, look at that. Displaying the Creed and Coldplay posters. Like I said, it looks like it should be a fucking Bauhaus type band, but no.
No, he didn't even fuck a groupie. I thought he was fucking a groupie. His damn girlfriend.
Gotta have that one girl in the band, because, you know, late 90s, early aughts.
Oh, Britney Spears. No. My sacrifice. Oh, man.
Crazy, Ralph.
All the early 2000s vibes in here.
I don't even remember the fucking early 2000s. The only thing I remember is the fucking movies. That's about it.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't that good, Willis, trust me.
Yeah, especially horror movie-wise, because everybody was copying the same fucking shit. We had a
few exceptions.
We had Urban Legends, we had I Know What You Did Last Summer, then we had The Screams. The only thing that was exciting was when they brought out Saw and Final Destination. That was about it. Even worse, Final Step Destination was still a fun-ass movie.
Well, you do get Daniel Harris getting backdoored in Urban Legend, but she does die right after, so there's that.
I don't even remember half the shit that even happened in the first Urban Legend. All I remember, Loretta looked divine and Freddy Krueger's in there. That's about it.
And Chucky was in it, too.
I forgot he was even in that damn movie.
Well, he's mostly recreating his character from One Flew Over to Cuckoo's Nest. So
feet. Their bus is going to break down, guys.
Of course.
I'm predicting it now.
It'll be Jeep.
And right at the killer farm.
How
I think Danielle Harris probably likes being done from behind, too. She's probably. A pink girl.
Oh, she
listened to
her
podcast.
Yeah, she does. She talks about it on her podcast.
Yeah.
Her and Scout go crazy on their sex life on their podcast.
Oh, my.
Well, there's a video of Scout online. You look hard enough.
Hard enough. Yeah. See, the girl gets them more than the guys do, see? It's all good, though.
Free comic book day this weekend.
Yeah, seen that.
Yeah, whatever.
Go support your local store and...
Nope.
Leave the shit Cards Without Humanity cards at fucking Target. Don't buy them there. I hide them when I go to the store. Like, fuck you people, you know?
I have thousands of comic books that I collected in the 80s and 90s sitting in boxes doing nothing.
You should go through them to see what you got so you sell some of that shit.
It don't cost you to go to Free Comic Book Day. You free books.
Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't be able to go and not buy something.
I gotta go because I gotta go buy the Alien and the Predator comic books. I done missed a couple issues of them. Because my store is 15% off of everything in the store.
I bet you I have a lot of money just sitting in there wasting...
Russell, it depends what it is.
You could be retired by now, man.
I probably could. I mean, I have a lot of stuff. Lots of Spider-Man and all Marvels and all that. When I started collecting, it was in all the, it was the comic craze, you know, when the independents started coming up and, like, Imagine and...
Image and all them.
Dark Horse. Yeah, Dark Horse and all that.
The only book that's not worth money is The Death of Superman joints, and when they broke Batman's back, everybody held on to them joints.
Yeah, I got all
that. I was wondering what would break first, your body or your back?
No, it's
your spirit or your body.
I got all the Supermans in the white bags and the black bags.
The bags, yep.
All this, I got the Spider-Man 300 with Todd McFarlane. I got like five or six of them.
Damn, if you could go just get, oh, you right there down in Florida, you could send it to get that shit graded, and it wouldn't take that long to get back to your house because it's right there. You could make some paint.
Yeah, but I heard that you have to be like recommended by somebody to send in shit to be.
No, graded.
No,
you don't.
Nope. You just pay the service now.
Yeah, what do they charge?
I think it's like $25 per book or something like that.
I'll have to look into it because I do have at least five of them.
But for dinner, Gary?
Rice and protein.
Ugh, shit.
Exactly.
I had one, but it wasn't in the greatest condition because my mom found it at a... book sale. I don't know what happened to it, though.
I didn't even read half of them. I just bought them, put them in bags and backing boards and put them away.
That makes it even better, though. You didn't
better.
Read it.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of them I never even opened.
They're more minty.
Yeah, minty fresh.
I got, like, the first 10 of Savage Dragon and
Yeah, I got them. I got, like, most of the Image stuff when they first came out.
Those are more limited, so they're more limited runs. They're worth more money if they're more rare. Not like when they were printing six variant covers of the same Marvel book and, you know.
The X-Men joint.
Man, so many. Overprinted, you know.
The X-Men number one where they had five covers. I have all five of the covers.
Oh, the Jim Lee one?
Yeah, I have five of the covers. And I got the damn, special edition that was the wraparound of the whole five covers.
You just reproduced that new print. I want to get that, actually. Jim Lee run was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Box for like $24. It's like the first 100 issues, not all of it complete, but I got a lot of the main ones. I got like the first appearance of Negan and Michonne and stuff like that. And the joint when they bash.
What's up?
Did it stop recording?
It's just for a bit. I restarted it. I'll probably just leave a few seconds at the very least.
I'm trying to get that damn Batmobile. That's what the fuck I'm trying to get.
It's pretty cool. It is.
I'm back.
Even though I got the one from Batman Returns sitting right here, but I still want to get that the one from Flash. I mean, the Batman movie with the Flash in it.
Stop the recording.
Don't touch my wife.
Yeah, when you logged off for a bit. Yeah, we'll probably just lose at least a few seconds.
Yeah, I won't edit anything.
Yeah, that's funny. That's what everybody call in the movie, the Batman with the Flash in it.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's selling point of that film. If he wasn't a part of that, nobody would be talking about it.
I know, right?
Well, people would be talking about it just for the wrong reasons.
Kind of mad at myself. I was supposed to go to Indianapolis this weekend. They got the Flash and they got Cisco from the show there. And makes me sad.
I stopped watching the show a long time ago.
I like it. I still like it.
I kind of lost interest after they did the Crisis joint. I don't think
they brought the Arrow back now. Spoiler, you know.
Yeah, I see that. The internet spoiled that shit months ago.
That's good shit, man. He deserves it.
But wasn't he the Spectre though? Didn't he turn into Spectre at the end of that joint?
Maybe he just killed him off ceremoniously in the Crisis though.
Yeah, he had turned into the Spectre at the end of the Crisis joint. I remember that.
Yep. Just sucks we never got to see Felicity anymore.
I realize the priest, he's like a discount William Shatner, and that one weird looking guy is a discount Jake Busey.
I'm okay on Felicity. She's just on the short list of people that folks never need to meet again, let's put it that way. She's on the short list.
Another one you don't like?
She's on the short list. It's like six people in the movie. That's all it is, you know.
I know, but there's like a trend here.
That's six out of like 100. Or hundreds, I mean.
Maybe she was just having a bad day.
No, I heard from other folks she's a bitch too, so.
I don't know how people can be bitches when you're paying them fucking $60 for their fucking autograph.
That don't mean nothing.
I don't recommend John Cusack.
Like, I would be like, you know what? Fuck you. Give me my money back.
I don't recommend John Cusack either.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, story Suzanne told about Cusack.
No, that's, I was there for that shit. She probably did fix the ladies' room. His manager, you know.
That's why I don't get autographs anymore. It's like, why the fuck? I paid hundreds of dollars for your movies over the years. Why the hell am I paying $60 for your signature and a photo with you now? It's like, I don't do that no more.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, yep. We made you who you are. You should be paying us to get your autograph.
If they do a combo, it's worth it, but...
I have never met anybody when it comes to getting an autograph that has been nasty to me at all. Everybody has been super, super nice.
Yeah. I mean, the worst one, just by default, was Sid Haig. And not saying he was a dickhead. It was just, he was just tired. He was ready for the weekend to be over. I mean, it was the last day of the con.
His personality, man.
And
I've been a victim. Not a victim. It was hilarious. Sid would take your phone and call a random person and motherfuck him. And it was hilarious what it happened to me. That's all I'll say about that, you know.
Yeah. I mean...
I never ran into anybody bad. The story I tell about Lou Ferrigno is I was there for it, but it happened to my friend.
I mean,
fuck Ferrigno. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'm never going
to. I mean, hell, even Savini, and I've heard he's a shithead, but he was actually kind of cool when I met him.
Honestly, it's hot and cold with him, I think. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just lucky I got him on a good day, I guess.
Yeah. I hear you, brother. Yeah, for sure.
I met him at a wrestling event. When they was doing the Capital Combat joint, he was doing the makeup for, I forgot, did they have a fake Obama or something like that?
Were you there for RoboCop, dude?
Nah, I wasn't there for RoboCop at all. They had that shit in the hood. They didn't even have that shit at the Baltimore Arena. They had that shit in the DC Army, where you might not even get out alive after the damn show trying to get home. That's where they had that shit at.
Was it Chucky on the same show?
Nah, Chucky was later on. That was the train on Nitro. Yeah, I remember the RoboCop joint. That joint was at the Stadium Army. Nobody goes to that shit. They don't even have events there no more. That's how terrible. That's how old that shit is now. It's over there by the jail.
Motherfuckers that get me are the ones that don't do a combo price. I met the Smallville people, and Lois did a combo price for like $20 for the pick. The other ones are like 50 for an auto, 50 for a picture. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, yeah. I got Clark. I didn't get Lex or Lana. Because it's nice people. It was really expensive, though.
I wanted to meet Billy D. Williams until I seen just the picture of himself for $210. I said, I'll just take a picture of my dad and call it a day.
Everything costs extra of Billy D. and Carl Weathers, too. Yeah.
I was like, damn, at a fucking DC Comic Con, you're charging $210? Fuck. That's just for the picture.
If you bring a pop, it costs extra. If you bring a boxing glove, it costs extra. You know, that's my thing is, if you say, okay, write it to Bill, you know, whatever. If it's personalized, then you got nothing to say because you can't resell it anyway.
Right.
Unless you sell it to Bill, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like I have an autographed Marilyn Chambers poster, but it's autographed to George. But I mean, she's dead, so it might be worth something.
Yeah, it's a personal thing. Like, I see a lot of Owen Harts, not a lot of Owen Harts, but some of the Owen Harts I see, they're signed to somebody else. But people buy them anyway because it's an Owen Hart and they're rare, you know?
That was a cool thing about Sid when I met him at his table. Like, it was like, if you're buying something for me to autograph my table, it's $20, but if you're bringing something yourself, it's $10. And
$10.
I just bought my, double DVD of House of the Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects for him to sign, him and Bill.
I exploded on some fucker when Sid died, because you mentioned $10, one of those generous guys you were going to meet. They were selling his pictures for like $200 like a day after he died, and I'm like, you guys are a bunch of fucking assholes, you know that? It made me fucking sick, it really did.
I got the one that I bought from Gary hanging up on my wall.
The Chihuahua?
No, the with Sherry Moon and
the
Devil's Rejects picture.
Rebel Flag one.
Yeah.
I remember when
there's a Rebel Flag. Oh boy.
That's problematic, but not really. Yeah.
I remember when we used to go to the fucking auto show, and they used to have the WWE wrestlers there for free.
Oh, yeah, shit, we you and your Roman Reigns.
I got John Cena, I got Batista,
could you see him?
I got Torrey Wilson, I got Sheamus, yeah, and I got that other motherfucker, too.
The first convention I ever went to, it was free. You know, all the other guys were free. Sean Astin and China, and I think Michael Rosenbaum was there. There was a bunch of folks there, but it was all free for autographs.
Yep, till they got greedy and realized how much they could all make.
Well, it's not just them. You know, they get paid a rate to come,
and then they got paid some of them to the people that's sponsoring them.
The show costs money. They charge.
So I was like, yeah. I remember when I met Michael Biehn from Off of Aliens, when they was talking about they were supposed to make the Alien 5 joint with Neil Blomkamp until Ridley Scott said, fuck that shit. Let me bring out this stupid-ass Alien Covenant so this movie don't come out. I hate that fucking movie. That shit pissed me off. Everybody was stupid in that movie.
I get all my autographs from Bambox. It's hit or miss, but usually it's pretty good.
You get some good buys in there, though, for sure.
Andrew Devoff, Linda Blair, Gary's girlfriend.
Oh, Devoff's the shit, though, man. I love that guy.
What's her name? The Mexican from Nightmare on Elm Street 5. I forget her name.
Damn. I'll remember in an hour what her name is.
William Katt's brother. Got a nice picture of him from Reanimator. And I got two Danielle Harris's.
I keep saying Laura Park Lincoln, but that's not correct.
I got her. I got her, too.
Yeah.
Friday 7. I got...
See, that'd be a nice dual side piece right there. You get Kane Hodder on it, see?
Yeah. I skipped the last box because it wasn't anything that I thought I would want. But before that, they had a autograph in it from Terrifier. And it was the fucking kid. I'm like, are you kidding? Who wants a kid? Either the girl or Art himself. He wants a fucking little kid.
They're all coming to Flashback Weekend. I'm not terribly excited about it in August.
I remember one awesome con. They had Christian and they had Tommy Dreamer there, and they didn't even advertise that they was even there. Me and my mom just happened to be walking around. I was like, holy shit, it's Christian. And Tommy Dream is just up in the corner chilling. They had just got there like 15, 20 minutes ago. So I got a chance to talk to them for about 15, 20 minutes. I was like, they didn't have y'all advertised or anything. I didn't even know y'all was here. They was like, yeah, we came in like at the last minute. So my mom's like, I know who y'all are.
one of the best hanging out people I ever met before was at a C2E2, I think like 6 or 8 years ago. Shia LaBeouf was just hanging out in Artist Alley for no reason. He's just hanging out.
Chilling.
He wasn't on the schedule. He just hanging out at the table. And I said, you know, nice to meet you. You brought the sign at all. He just was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, and then one year they had Ron Simmons there, and they didn't advertise he was there, but...
Damn!
Yep, My mom was like, my mom said it's Ron Simmons. She's like, I know him, too. He talked to me and my mom for a couple of minutes. He was like, hi, young lady, how are you? Even though they were the same age, but still.
One of my dream duos I've never seen before is I would love to have Ron Simmons and Dr. Dusty Williams do a lotto, but I've never seen one, so I'm not sure if they exist.
I don't think so either.
Because they were real-life college football rivals, too.
Right. And now, since that fucking Nick Conner took over WWE, they don't let them hardly do no more damn autograph signings, no more at no comic book conventions.
It's all
damn hardly.
You're paying fitment prices now, so.
Yeah, so that's some bullshit right there.
Dr. Death is gone, so.
Yeah.
Well, I told him he's not out there, though. He signed a lot.
And then at WrestleMania, don't even have the access joint no more, so they didn't kill that shit. You used to pay $60, stay there all day. They had wrestlers, like every a different set of wrestlers every hour signing autographs. You basically pay your $60. You can walk out there with about at least 30 pictures and about 30 autographs in one day.
Mm. I knew I saw that girl before.
Where's she been?
She's been in the Exorcist TV show. She was
which
on
one?
The... Which one? The TV show.
No, the girl. Which girl?
Oh, the one I was just climbing on top of the guy.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
She was on The Following for 15 episodes. She was in the movie The Boy. She's been in a lot of shit. I knew she looked familiar.
Here comes Undertaker Willis. He's too small, though. Oh, my God. Some great shots is where I give him that.
The hell, Scarecrow Man? Why are you chasing after that poor lady? Leave Charlie Bucket's mom alone.
You missed the whole part of the funeral thing. She was the crazy lady. The grandfather almost bashed in the head.
I guess I did.
Charlie's mom got it in. That's all I'll say about that, too.
Leave Charlie Bucket's mom alone.
Charlie's mom worked at a laundry. She was sweating it all. At least not in there, anyway.
Cheer up, Scarecrow.
Look, it's Uncle Howdy.
The fuck's that?
That's who he's looking like. That's who you looking like, Uncle Howdy.
she couldn't feed four invalids and a little boy with just that laundry money.
Yeah. Cabbage soup, it's not enough.
It's not enough, man. I fuck my friend so bad about Wonka, he hates me. He hates my gut sometimes.
I just get another thing.
Yeah.
Everything anybody says about it, I ignore it because I will not let them ruin my love of that movie.
No, I just do it. I do it to fuck with him. That's all it is. Yeah. Deep down inside, I love it.
Willis, calm down. We know there's some cock on the screen.
Oh, I love the cock.
That's a bad ADR right there.
The cocks gave her away.
About as bad as that cat in Alien. I fully believe Jonesy just fed those people to the aliens. Here you go. Hey, where's the cat?
I follow the cat, okay. Oh my God!
Here comes the xenomorph.
Jazz hands. When he in the damn, when he gets Dallas in the thing, all you see is jazz hands.
Oh, it's so good, though. It's a good jump scare. It still works.
I like part four when the acid's burning the guy's in the wheelchair's leg and you can't feel it.
That's the only one I saw in the theater was part four.
I made the mistake of going and seeing part three of the movie theater and four. Three pissed me off. I was mad as shit when I came out of that movie.
Ooh, yeah, I added your documentary today, Willis.
Okay.
Documentary!
Three.
As well as Renfield and the other one.
Yeah, that shit came out super quick.
Mm-hmm.
And John Wick's supposed to be coming out on, what, the 24th or something like that?
Oh, that's 2 weeks away. More than that. 3 weeks away. I started yawning.
It's one of them days. It's cold as shit up here today. It's only about, what, not even 60 degrees in May. It's supposed to be warm as shit.
Yeah, it's warming up over here now.
It's hot here today.
It's almost that time that the nerds tell me what day it is and they have to tell them to go fuck themselves. It's at
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's no context in the movies, but they'll throw it out there that it's May the 4th. And I fucking hate it so much. You don't know.
Like, who the hell came up with that?
I'll take the Justin Timberlake is going to be May thing 40,000 times over than that shit, okay?
No, fuck that, too.
At least it sounds like he's saying the word nudity, so I guess, yeah, it works.
You know? Fuck that guy, too.
I was going to go to the movies to see Return of the Jedi this weekend until I realized it's not even the original version. It's the same shit I got on the DVD. I said, I'll just stay my ass at home.
The non-commissioned versions? You want those ones?
No, I got the... when they had the DVD release, when they just had the VHS rip.
They call it the non-commissioned versions.
Yeah.
You'll never see those on Blu-ray, probably, because they're assholes.
I know, right? And I remember when them joints first came out, the only place you could get them from was at Circuit City.
just taking away the Ewoks music with the beep-flops.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who ain't dead yet?
Bunch of nerds.
Taking away the goddamn Ewok song. What the fuck's wrong with you people? Fuck them goddamn space bears.
That shit was on the radio back in the day.
For real?
What, the Ewok song?
Yeah. Well, look it up. It was in the charts.
No.
Oh, now you got me curious now. Goddamn it, Duty.
Check and see what it, how high it got in the charts.
Is it higher or lower than Disco Duck?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember it being on the radio all the time. Casey Kasem, this is the Ewok song.
Ewok song, goddamn it!
Happy birthday, Casey, by the way.
Ewok song.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Feet on the ground or reach for the stars.
What does yub nub mean in Ewok? Fuck you, Google. How about that, you know? Ewok song.
Pick my twat, bitch.
I don't think we've really been paying attention to this movie at all.
He's got to be there with the goddamn Ewok song now, goddammit.
I think this is one of the movies that Andrew watches a kid and remembers it as being good, but it's really not.
I said it was nothing spectacular.
And it shows.
It's all right, Jake's took a lot of shit.
It's definitely better than Beast 2 and 3.
Jake's had his run of bad movies too, so don't worry about it.
Hey, right?
You haven't picked it. You picked some shit once too.
Good comeback, Jake.
Oh, here you go. The band called Miko recorded Ewok Celebration, commonly known as Yub Nub, and it reached number 60 on the Hot 100 Billboard charts in 83.
Miko, yep.
Goddamn it, Duty. Yub Nub.
If we were still doing music, I would put that at the beginning of this. But we haven't done music because Jake doesn't edit anymore.
I'm going to start calling my dick and balls Yub Nub. He's going to want to, you know. Because they're kind of hairy and adorable at the same time, see?
We don't even put the entrance, the opening on anymore. But to be fair, we used that opening for like fucking 10 years.
Yeah. Hey, look, y'all, we found a director.
It's a banjo boy. Yum, yum.
I swear the guy looks like a JPC.
Can you play the Yub Nub song on a banjo? I don't know.
It's a great song. You should go listen to it, Gary.
Oh, I will. Trust me. I'll look for it now.
I think I have it on MP3, but Miko.
Relive the Yub Nub song, for sure. Yeah. No, there's places you can get like super HD quality versions of those on some bootleg disc somewhere that people sell. With like all kinds of extras and shit on there.
Yeah.
I miss my my Pete and Pete disc. Somebody like that made. had all the panels and everything else on there. You know why? Because Yub-Nub, okay? Yub-Nub. Tell him, Steve. When it comes to your bus breaking down, Yub-Nub.
Looks like you stuck here. You ain't going nowhere.
Have them space bears help you out.
What is this stuff about this Met Gala that people posting about on fucking Facebook all day? What bullshit is that? Bullshit.
What the hell is that?
That's Yub-Nub, yo. Yub-Nub.
We actually turn it into a real song.
Yub-Nub.
Yub-Nub.
Is that the Ewok song?
Yeah.
Play,
I was breaking it down. I got a remix. And a rap. Oh, shit.
Okay, man.
See, now I'm convinced that Falco was rapping in Ewok, see? Because it resembles Rocky Amadeus.
That I hear fucking Ewoks rapping in my lifetime.
This is what that band was performing.
Yeah, Yub-Nub.
Welcome, everybody.
Celebrate the love, people. Celebrate the love. I never fucking knew they had a fucking rap song with somebody rapping in Ewok. Of all fucking things.
Hey,
made it to number 60. That's pretty good. Yub-Nub. I remember Casey Kasem would be like, the Ewok song on top, he comes down.
You hear the cut from his actual recording, you know? Fucking Space Bears, are you fucking serious? This beat Madonna's new tune? Yes, it did, Casey. Yes, it did.
I love you can hear him on Sirius Satellite on the 70s channel.
You find his inner Shaggy and smoke a big old joint.
Every weekend they play the old show that's closest to the date.
What was it? Long Time Dedication? What was it? I forget now, but it's Long Distance Dedication.
Julie from East Japipi misses her boyfriend that she couldn't marry, who now lives in Japan with his sushi-loving girlfriend. The song goes out to him.
Yup Nub. Just plays the Yup Nub song for no reason.
The Yup Nub song. Yup.
Casey Kasem. Cliff jumper.
Of course, Willis had to jump there.
And he was Shaggy!
That was the big part of the song there when they kept playing the Darth Vader sound and R2-D2 and the Wookiee sound.
Nobody take your stinky shoe.
Why'd you run around with a gun?
Because that's the stereotype of him being black because he got a gun.
God damn it, Willis.
At least Willis fed it.
It's funny, like on every show we do now, everybody's like, hey, Willis! Even if Willis isn't on the show.
That's damn mine.
He's business. He's saying motherfucker a lot.
I know, right? Fuck you.
Good. Get out, you're a fucking party pooper anyway. I'm guessing he dies next.
We ain't seen too much of the Scarecrow Reaper in this movie, but in the beginning, that was about it. And this shit is almost over with.
Yeah, it does take some parts to get going, but then once we start getting into the third act, that's when things really start to kick off.
Better hope so.
I did see this before, but I don't remember much of it. Bits and pieces of it are coming back to me as I watch it.
It was going to be one of those, like, I decided out of boredom to revisit this episode, just listen to the audio. I'm like, what the fuck even are we even talking about?
Talk yep, about Yub Nub. Yub Nub.
Gary, you picked the perfect episode to come back on.
And their god Goldenrod. Their god Goldenrod. Appa dupa dupa, Princess Leia.
Rita, Rita. Mm-hmm. Rita.
Yeah, it was a big hit. I mean, you can hear R2-D2 in there and Chewbacca. It was a big hit. I can't believe you never heard of it, Willis.
No. Never knew that fucking thing even existed.
Sounds like Susie. Right. Sounds like Susie woke up from her nap. I guess it's gonna be a late night tonight. Oh boy.
Just played the Yub Nub song, she'll sleep.
That probably get her even more hype.
Alright, let's all be quiet and watch Willis die.
Oh, they stole their brother's kicks. What's wrong with them?
Irma Gerd.
Uh-oh.
Yub Nub.
It's a little kid.
No, that's the girl from the beginning.
Yeah, that looked just like fucking Uncle Howdy.
Yuck, yuck.
No bullets, bitch.
I cut your bullets, son.
I'm a fan of that.
She's dead now. Huh? Got his ass open.
Yub nub.
You know you're going to be saying that shit all day at work tomorrow. Watch.
Be a New York Ripper style killer where the New York Ripper does the nub yub song. The yub nub song. Instead of quacking. Yeah.
Dirty feet sex. That's yep, what yep. I remember with that movie. Dirty yep, feet yep. sex.
No, the best part of that movie was when we were doing on the show and Ball Tech's like, get out of my room, get out of my room.
I put a picture of what's his face on there.
What's his face?
Tarot cards.
Alright, I'm back. What was I saying?
No.
Photo of what's his face?
Yeah, but what was I talking about?
I don't know, that's what I'm asking you.
I get distracted.
You got lost in thought and never came back.
No, my brother knocked on my door and I got distracted.
It was not my show, jackass.
Oh, that's Gary's show.
Plus the door.
Yeah. The living infamy. That was a yub-nub moment. I think Gary left.
No, he got mute.
He's probably screaming, it's not my show, jackass!
Gary, where are you?
I was just going to play that. I tell you, at work, everybody laughs all the time.
Gary, where are you?
Looks like Jennifer Lawrence broke ass.
Bootleg version.
Gary!
I remember when she was Gary! The hot... I remember when she was the hot girl.
The hot girl?
Jennifer Lawrence. Everybody was trying to put her in their movies.
She just seems plain to me.
I remember when she was in that last X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix, and she was phoning that shit in. She ain't look like she did not even want to be bothered with even being in the movie. She ain't even want to put on the fucking makeup.
Oh, would you want to?
Yeah, they.
It's not my show, jackass!
There we go.
They spoiled her death in the trailers, too.
I know, right?
She must have had some sort of show no butt clause in the. What was it? Days of Future Past, because every time they go to pan from behind, they like pull up so quickly they don't show her ass from behind.
Oh, yub nub.
There you are.
I had to go visit the pisser, if you will, you know.
Oh, we were calling you and
I heard through the headphones, yes.
Playing your favorite moments.
Gary's greatest hits.
The Gary's greatest hits for sure. One of the greatest hits.
It was very organic for sure.
Live well. On in infamy.
Small child falling on my door and falling on the door.
He probably not even small no more. He probably as tall as you now.
He's going to high school now, next year.
Jesus. Damn.
Why was that long ago, Jesus?
It was that long ago. We're all old men. I can't help these things, you know.
Huh? talking
to
my...
Good night, Willis. Bye, motherfuckers.
Oh, Ballsack's little cackle at the end. Oh, he does it for me.
This is what we do when we're not into the movie. We bring back flashbacks.
Now find the Willis Dracula line, Dracula one.
Yeah. No, why you had to bring it up, Gary?
Asking to sell receipt.
Willis, what was the country of origin for the film Nosferatu?
Dracula. I'll move too fast on that one.
How do you follow that? You pulled and got him comedy.
Oh,
Transylvania.
The answer
is oh my God, I'm crying. Fuck, I'm crying too. Goddamn, yeah.
Dracula.
I had that as my text message tone for the longest time. Dracula. You are a comedian and you don't even know it, Willis.
Hey, that's why you won a podcast award for your comedy.
Yeah.
For his award-winning interview. Willis. His award-winning interview with Willis on Willis. Come on now. On the Donut Show.
Yeah. Willis and Willis.
I love them. Star, one-star review once. There's no donuts on the Donut Show. I feel so denied. Yeah. I didn't do that. That was for reals.
I forget how slow this one was.
Now you remember.
Yeah.
you hit it on the head. I was very young when I saw this. Like, oh, this ain't too bad. It's like, oh.
It's all right.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just it takes a while to get where it needs to go.
Yeah. No, it's a theme the last two shows. I haven't seen this one in a while, but I think it was decent. Like Mona's pick last time.
Yeah. That was a doozy. Oh, she wants to do Gummo on. Is it really that bad? Or it's not horror. I forget which one, but...
There's so many odds horror films that are like that. I remember it being okay, but then you watch it again, you're like, wow, this is a big old mess. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Like Cherry Falls is going to be a much better horror film than it is, but it's just not very good to me.
They ever released a like unrated cut of that with all the gore put in? Maybe it could be a lot more decent.
Arrow put some slasher on that nobody cares about from the aughts.
Yub Nub.
Yeah, Yub Nub. Starring the gray-haired Ewok. Now that would be amazing. Yeah.
Mallrats and Yub Nubs.
If Warwick Davis was just in the Yub Nub costume, you know, killing people in the Leprechaun movies, much more effective.
He was always committed when he did them Leprechaun movies, even the shit in space. He never phoned it in. I gave him that much.
Good old Dr. Mittenhands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the way it deserves to be.
Leprechaun in the hood. We're leprechaun rapping.
Leprechaun Origins, though. That's a movie.
Oh, yes.
Fuck you.
That's just a 10.
Yeah.
We need to have a clip of that.
Why are they dry humping this one?
They're in the moonshine.
I don't understand why they didn't release it in theaters. I would have paid money to go see it. God was good. Home Smuggle was good.
You remember that shit by heart, Jake.
We did about 14 shows on it. Even played your review live on the show.
Ignore the fact that he just slapped that girl with a vagina. That's some dudes used to do each other in high school, and they weren't gay, though. Yeah. Just slap your friend. Just slap your friend's testicles for no reason at all. He would walk away.
Like the two in the Town of Dread Sundown remake?
Oh. My friend Pat was like a ace at it. You wouldn't even feel they hit it at first. And like, seconds later, you feel your balls just ache. Yeah. Just flicking your friend's testicles.
My gay dead son. I gotta watch that again. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
It's pretty good.
Even the OG is good.
The writing is pretty good. The writing's pretty good. Oh my god.
She's a guzzler.
He hit the hay bale. He should be okay.
Wow. That's a good jump.
Well, now he's dead. He hit the goddamn hill, but hey, Bailey, he should have rolled away, I think. We're all gonna die now. Yup, no.
Off screen kill.
Wait, man, we lost the rhythm section. Son of a bitch.
This should be our new rating. Our new rating thing now. Give it 3 yub nubs.
Yep.
Three out of 5 yub nubs.
3 out of 5 yub nubs. We would agree. Come on. Real Family Feud shit. We asked 100 yub nubs.
And we have Jethro, it said.
I fully believe that Richard Dawson got down the yub nub quite a bit, but you know, whole different yub nub.
He likes his yub nubs.
Yep.
Grandpappy.
He does resemble Jake Busey quite a bit. I say more backwoods Jake Busey, but Jake Busey's pretty fucking backwoods.
Yeah.
People blood, not chicken blood.
Chicken hop.
No, what? Chicken butt.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
Fries of them.
Yeah, I do that.
Can I do that? Can I have some cheese, Laura?
Say the line, Bart. I didn't do it.
Lisa needs braces.
Yeah, I like Michael. When Michael, the white Michael Jackson, was singing to her.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, it's your birthday.
Was there actually Michael Jackson doing the voice for that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It sure was.
I'm still laughing at the South Park joint. That shit is funny as hell.
So bad.
We can't go back to her house. There's a ghost in her house. Oh, no. I think they're mean. Lucky, I got your nose. Got your nose.
Come play with me in the tree. And then they had the other one where he was supposed to be going to heaven on the plane with everybody else, and he held the plane up because he ain't want to go to heaven.
And was possessing Ike.
Yep. He said, I became what I always wanted to be, a little white boy.
And then I love the end of the episode. He leaves Ike's body, and Ike's like, what the fuck?
I've actually just only started to start the whole series over, because I've only seen bits and parts from episodes throughout the years, so I've never seen it all the way through.
It goes okay until they start dragging on, and then after a while, just same old bullshit.
One of the most recent ones about Prince Harry was hilarious.
I seen the one where they was making fun of the trans people at the Olympics, and they had one of the trans people was Macho Man Randy Savage.
God. Yeah, the wrestling one was one of the best ones ever. She had 9 abortions and got pregnant 14 times.
And the bad thing about it was that shit came fucking true. This big man, and how bad the show's gotten with all the fucking talking and all you know wrestling.
El Pollo Loco.
He's like, I'm out of this bitch.
If it wasn't true, it would be so funny. It was very funny, though.
I never forget that shit. That shit was fucking funny when they had that wrestling episode.
Yeah, that one and the one where Butter becomes the pimp of the playground. Cocky gonna fuck in the ass and you're all the sperm out, you're like, you're busted, you know.
Now my favorite one is the one where he follows his dad to the gang movie theater.
Oh, so good.
Must have been a sad movie because he thought that was the last issue.
So good. A lot of them involve Butter's really great, though. Butter's grandma.
The fucking video game was crazy as shit, too.
Calm down, not guy from Hackers.
Sim it down now, Yub Nub.
I might be the killer. What are you saying, Sonny? I have no audio, so I know they're talking at all, so.
Yeah, no, I don't really have the audio that loud either. I missed half of what they're saying.
I'm guessing what the plot is anyway, so I don't care.
I have it at 50%, and I still can't tell you what the fuck's happening.
I'm still laughing about the Yub Nub rap.
Bitty Bob.
It's like, bitch, I was in Life Force. What were you in? I hang around naked.
In a coma.
I hang around naked aliens all day long. Yeah, what a naked alien she was.
Matilda May.
The only reason to watch that movie.
I actually like that movie.
It's got 3 plots, though. That's why I can't stand about it. It's like, oh, she's a soul-sucking vampire. Then you got alien invasion. And then you got this other thing going on. Look, Patrick Stewart with a skullet.
Kissing the man in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
And I still don't understand how they made a movie out of Gran Turismo, the video game.
I'm excited because Neil Blomkamp made it. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, I see he made that.
And I like David Harbour a lot.
In the alternate universes, Alien 5 does exist.
I know, right?
Well, concept of Alien 5 was interesting, but I don't think Neil Blomkamp, like, and maybe it was kind of good that he didn't do it, because, like, he has, like, one or two good films, but the most of his craft is not that good.
I like the one nobody talks about. The damn Hardcore Henry was a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Even though it was like watching a video game. But...
Well, that was the point. It was all POV, yeah.
It still might have been better than Covenant, though.
Yeah, anything better than Covenant.
Well, maybe
at least that movie made sense. And people wasn't stupid.
Maybe Freddy Alvarez's Alien will be like the revive of the series.
Yeah. Well, one can only hope.
And they got a TV series coming out, too.
Well, Ripley said she's done with it, so...
I don't blame her.
Hopefully she'll be in the Galaxy Quest thing. I'll watch that.
Because maybe if, like, this, like, starts off a kick of a new series with Alien, then maybe we'll get a new Alien versus Predator. But I want to be more true Galaxy to the Quest, comics.
Isn't, like, Sigourney Weaver, though, like, 70 now?
Yeah, she's still a bad looking, though.
I mean, you can see her running around with aliens at 70 years old.
Well, yeah. Running around in an Avatar movie.
That was nice.
That was actually a pretty good kill.
It was a great kill, yes.
Bootleg Jeepers Creepers.
Thought they were going to bitch out on us on that, but nope.
Uh-oh, she fucked up.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Good job.
Bitty Bob.
So that's right, bitch. You did that. I'm going to do it dead, too. Bye-bye.
Oh.
No, ethnic girl's going to live, apparently.
She the final girl.
That's all right. He got stabbed in the gut. He won't die.
I know, right?
Oh, if you go by scream logic, yes.
My son was a maniac killer who was psychologically damaged, so I bought him all the Scream stuff. And then now that you killed him, I'm going to kill you. And I'm a police officer.
Is that what the plot of that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It? No, I'm okay, though.
Is that Tammy Switch?
It might be a Sonny.
Like it looks like her. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I should have been... A spoiler.
I don't give a fuck, man. I knew it was going to be not great.
Oh, yeah. The big twist, Gary. There's three killers.
Oh, no. Is Sydney one of the killers?
No.
That's all they wouldn't shut the fuck up about.
I wanted her to be a killer. I said either they kill her or she becomes a killer. One of the two.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sam's going to pick up the mask eventually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sam's going to put on a mask and she'll become Michael Myers, and then they'll make another Halloween movie.
It's going to be Michael Myers' nephew that's going to come back when he grow up. Michael Myers.
And then Michael gets a new car, and this car takes possession of him. Wait, I saw this movie already. It was called Christine. And I was watching it. I was thinking, I already saw Christine. I'm fine. Yeah. The ending was satisfying, though. And the kills he got were decent.
I thought at least in that last one, they would have gave some sort of idea as to what Michael is. And I think that's the biggest issue with that film. It's like we were supposed to get that reveal because of everything they set up with kills. And then we don't get that.
We know what Michael Myers is. He was... just somebody that didn't feel no pain and was crazy as shit. That was the explanation of that joint.
That's too easy. No one takes that much damage and still keeps living.
So the moral of the story is go watch Halloween 1 and go watch Halloween 2, the original ones, and then go watch Silent Rage or Chuck Norris. You'll be a lot more satisfied.
Watch 1, watch 2, and then you can actually watch 2018 if you want.
And call it a day.
But fuck that. That you don't get stabbed in the fucking neck with in the back of the neck like that, and be able to get up and walk around like he did again without being supernatural.
But the Cult of Thorn doesn't exist anymore, so.
I heard they were supposed to be tying all that back around with the Cult of Thorn.
Of course they will. I'm not impressed with many things now. Oh my gosh.
Where did you find this song at, me? Because one of my friends is a diehard Star Wars fan and he would like to hear that song.
YouTube? I just typed in Ewok Celebration.
All the ones that come up is just the regular joint.
Look up Miko. Miko is the name of the artist.
Oh, yeah. Miko? Okay. Yeah.
Miko.
M-E-C-O.
There we go. All right. Thanks. It came right up. One of my friends, that's all he knows, goddamn Star Wars. He didn't even know about it.
Now you're going to die, fake Keanu Reeves. You're going to die, hopefully. Come closer, boy. Grab the knife, see what happens next. I got that as part of a set from a traveling salesman. Oh, no. That's not a bad twist, though. I didn't see it coming. You're the scarecrow now, boy.
You're a moonshine.
It's kind of like a Hack-A-Lantern vibe, you know? That's a film that deserves, much better. Oh, look, Splash!
That's a yub nub of an ending.
Did he use the fake knife from earlier? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you behind?
A little bit.
Are you behind, Gary?
I just thought about the fake knife from the beginning. It's nice that it came back around again.
No, Gary, he just stabbed her in the gut.
Jake, I ain't got time for your shit, buddy, okay, man? I know your father, I love your death, everything, but you know what? I will smash you into the ground for you.
Gary,
come.
Where are you?
There you go. Huh.
Gary?
You playing SpongeBob? Gary? Things, me? There you go, SpongeBob. Oh, I didn't see that coming, darling. Let's make out. Man, there's too many folks living in this movie. That's should be the girl, the dude.
Dracula.
That's it. Dracula, yes.
Well, we have lost a couple of our members. Want to join?
We'll start playing like a Josie and the Pussycats montage. One of them's playing the tambourine for no reason.
About to go fuck Sonny.
And I know Tara Reed's not playing the drums in real life, but I'm glad they gave her a set of drums in that Josie Pussycats movie. Instead of just playing the tambourine.
6 months later, guys.
They made the big time. They have a CD and everything. They're opening for the Lone Rangers. What's Johnny doing out on a Tuesday night? Johnny can't read. Johnny can't write. That's a film I love. The same guy directed that too. Airheads. It doesn't have a Blu-ray. That's very annoying.
I'm not seeing Airheads.
Oh, it's good. You should watch it. I do enjoy it.
Trick question. Lemmy is God.
I think you will like it too, Nudie. In all seriousness.
Maybe I'll watch it.
You could show Montaigne in that movie.
She's not even playing the guitar.
Nope.
But she's clapping her hands.
Grinding on it. It's vibrating on her.
Well, that's how she's pulling the strings with her vagina hairs. She's plucking the strings that are rock hard vagina
Billy
hairs.
Billy Bob's not the guitarist.
Of course the black guy died. That's okay, we got a new keyboardist.
Yeah, it's Buck Teeth.
Oh, they're saying E-I-E-I-O.
I have seen a worse bass player than her, but not really, because at least Danny Bonaducci plucked the strings. Yeah.
If I felt like editing, I'd put in the Yum Dub song over here.
E-I-E-I-O.
I woke up in love this morning with the Partridge Family, you know. But she's not playing that bass at all, but Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci.
Now you need to be playing Tip Drill by Nelly. E-I-E-I-O. Uh-oh.
Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci. Hey, you want to buy some land? There's no dead people on it at all. No dead scarecrows either.
Mecca also did the Cantina song.
Oh, like a remix?
Oh, hi. What are you doing out here in all this mess?
Where?
I'm a friend of the Christies. This is where he's with her superhuman strength.
And man hands. The disco Star Wars chant.
Let's go, Nub Dub.
All right, Andrew, take control.
Hey, this is 2003 Flash. Yeah, I thought it was a lot better when I was younger. It's not the best, but it definitely ain't the worst of slashers. Could use a bit more blood, but like when the actual killing and all that happens, it's not that bad. It's just it takes a long time to get to the point it needs to be. So we'll go ahead with Nudie first. What do you think, Nudie?
Yeah, this is had some good kills, but it was kind of boring. I don't know. Took too long for anything to really happen.
Yeah, it could have been a lot shorter.
I'm going to give it I'll give it a 4.
All right, Jake.
For a movie called Slash, not a lot of slashing. Kind of some false advertisement there, if you ask me. I mean, okay, that combine murder, that was actually kind of cool, but that was really the highlights of the movie, and nothing else. I'll give it a 3.
And Willis?
Man, I ain't give 2 shits about this goddamn movie. I had more fun listening to the fucking Yup Nup song than this whole movie combined. I learned something new today. That Ewoks knew how to rap instead of watching this damn movie. So I get a movie a fucking 2, but I get an Ewok song again.
It's fine. Yeah, it shot well, I can say that. I will give this movie that. It's a low-budget movie. Reynolds Reckon, he shows up in it doing stuff, which is good. You know, you make him your star of your movie, he's going to show up and do stuff, and he does. Kills are minimal, that's what kills the movie for me. The kills he got were pretty good, but there should have been more of them. And not enough for a whole band to form at the end of this thing, to put it that way. I give it 5 nub-yubs, yub-nubs out of 10. There you go. Because yub-nub.
Well, all right, everybody. That is the
NFW
podcast for this evening.
Forgot Jake.
Have fun. Forgot Jake.
Oh, Jake.
What? I gave my opinion. I gave
Jake's
it a 3.
On the show, you know.
I gave it
Jake
a 3.
Gave his rating.
Oh, Jake must be like John Cena because I can't see him.
Yep.
Well, okay, this has been your NFW podcast. Good night, everybody.
Yup, yup.
Yup, nub.
Yup, nub.
Yup, nub.